to talk cross country here. Both teams are off to a really good start here, and they'll be pushed pretty hard on Saturday. A good opportunity for them to get better as they will be in outside of Lawrence there, Rimrock Farm. It's a Rimrock race there, and we're joined with a couple of the varsity runners here joining us here, and junior Logan Stompel. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you had a pretty good meet on Saturday, Hugoton. What seemed to go well for you?
I think the practice that we had before where we did repeat, we did 3 miles, and we'd kind of divide them into 1 mile each, and we'd run at a set pace that we wanted to run, and that gave a lot of confidence, and I think that helped a lot. And it also gave me the feel of what my pace should be.
All right, yeah, and, you know, it was a pretty tough meet there. Pretty good teams there. You guys ended up finishing fifth, but there was a lot of depth there, and what was it kind of like running against a pretty good crop of runners from a lot of other communities?
It was not expected. I didn't expect that Hugoton, at least, because I think last year I didn't run nearly as good, and I think I placed a little better. So it was a different experience for Hugoton.
What's helped you out this year to continue to get better?
I'm thinking I'm not sure. We've had a couple practices this year that we didn't do last year, and I think I benefited from a lot. Like, we'd do a longer run at a pretty fast pace, and then those repeat miles.
Oh, the repeat miles, do you kind of like, is it like you run a mile, repeat?
Yeah, run a mile, you'll get a 4 or 5 minute break, then run another.
Man. And then another. But, yeah, so what's kind of a goal that you have here as you work through the rest of the season?
Well, I really want to get under 17 or under 18 minutes. And I think with the last race, that's definitely doable. So I might even try to go a little farther down if I can. But right now, I just want to beat 18 minutes.
All right. Hopefully that works for you. You're getting pretty close there, aren't you?
That was a couple seconds off, but.
Yeah, the timer is just slow, huh?
Yeah, we'll just go with that. Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, well, Logan, congratulations on a good start to the season, and thanks again for joining me. Good luck throughout this season here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, junior Logan Stompel joining us here. We're going to be joined by senior Brindley Stevens here, and she's had a really good seniors campaign as well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Last week, go down to Hugoton. How'd you feel like you ran?
I felt like I had a pretty good day. Had a pretty good day the week before that, so I think it's been a good season so far.
Yeah, it's been going has it been going fast for you?
Yeah, I think it has. Compared to the other seasons, definitely gone pretty fast.
Is part of that just because you're a senior?
I think so. I think it's hard to believe. I'm already a senior. It's crazy.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't.
But you're the only girl senior, if I'm not mistaken.
I am. Yeah. Only upperclassman.
Man, what's that like, having all eyes on you, kind of being that mentor to some of the younger runners?
I mean, it's really fun. I really enjoyed my upperclassmen going through, Megan and Claire. They're great, and they really motivated me and helped me out and become a better runner. And so I'm just trying to do the same for these younger girls and make it an enjoyable experience. So.
Yeah, you get the trip to Lawrence and then Rimrock Farm there on Saturday. What do you like about running that course?
I think Rimrock is just so different than anything we get out here. There's trees and there's things to look at. And also, it's just a fast course, so I really like that.
All right. Well, you don't want to look around too much, do you?
No. You got to keep your mind in the game, I guess.
Yeah. So when you run it on courses like that, what are some things that you think about when you run the whole race?
I think something to be mindful at Rimrock always is the hills. It's kind of, we compare it to Goodland, but it's nothing like Goodland. There's a lot more hills. You have to remember where the hills are at and where to conserve your energy and where to spend it. And then it's just a big race. There's a lot of other people running with you in the race. So just tagging on to somebody and running the best that you can is important.
All right. Well, hopefully things continue to improve for you. You've had a really good start this season. And thanks again, Brindley, as always here. Good luck to you and enjoy the race there on Saturday.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Brindley Stevens joining us here as we talk with Coach Joey Meyer. Girls were third, I believe, right? And boys fifth on Saturday?
Yep. Girls tied again for second, but we didn't have the alternate this time, so we lost that tiebreaker.
Man.
But yep, girls third, boys fifth.
All right. But I just kind of remembering back, you had a lot of PRs on Saturday.
Oh, we had a lot of career PRs. I think half the team had their career best, and – that shows you where we are in this part of the season than we were last year. And on the boys' side, getting that fifth, it looks bad, but having six runners under 19 minutes this early on for our team, we're way ahead of schedule where we have been in the past.
That was probably one of the deeper boys' meets around you'll see all season.
In the first mile, Ivan was in that lead pack and a few of our others, but there was 30 in a big lead pack in that first mile. And we're like, what is going on? Some dropped off, and Ivan ended up pulling through in that, and he had his career best with a 17:25, which moved him up in the leaderboards on the top 20 list. And we had multiple leaders. Mm-hmm. Like Bell moved up to 8th in the top 20 list. Hallie moved up to 13th. So
wow.
It was a very good day for Scott City cross country.
And is this a team that's really focused and honed in already this time?
I'm amazed with just their dedication coming into practice, wanting to get better. They want me to make them work harder. They don't complain about these, like Logan said, this tempo run has helped him. Mm-hmm. That's a really hard practice, and they ask for it every week. They want to do a tempo this week, so we did it again. So they know what to do to get better, and that it's really awesome on a coach's standpoint when they want those hard workouts to improve their times.
At times, they want that, but you're like, at times, you're like, guys, we got to step back a little bit. We don't want to burn you out.
Right, and that's what I told them. I was like, I'll give you these tempos, but when we get closer to GWAC, we got to save our legs a little bit.
Yep, and on the girls' side, we talked about that. You mentioned it was a tie for second, but the tiebreaker. And what is it with you guys in the tiebreakers?
I don't know, but the team we tied with was from Texas, so that we can throw that out.
Yeah.
But Liberal was the team that won it, and they were pretty good. And South Gray was right behind us, but for some reason on the girls' side, teams can't get a complete team, and we're lucky we got five. But there was 15 teams there, but only five had a complete team, which is, I don't know what's going on with girls cross country, but I guess it's going downhill a little.
But you get to leave school on Friday, and then Saturday you get the Rimrock Classic there, and that's always a great meet for you guys to go to every year.
Yeah, it's always a good mid season. You get to leave, you stay in a hotel, see how they handle themselves, and hopefully prepare for state, where most of us can hopefully make it back. Usually on the way to Rimrock, we always find out if we're 3A or 4A because they always send it out on Friday. So we're always checking our emails on the way. But we're excited to get away for a little bit, go on the eastern side of the state and enjoy the awesome cross country course in Lawrence.
And who knows, maybe you'll find out again there on that.
We might find out on the way that we're going to be going to Wamego,
If you find out on the way that you're going to Wamego, are you just going to stop and look at your course there on the way to Lawrence?
Might as well go practice at Wamego. Ruin the golfer's outing.
That's right. It's only one day out of the year for him, but it's been exciting to see your progress throughout the season and a lot of great accomplishments, and I know it's been definitely a bar that's been raised for you guys.
Yeah. We always have these high expectations every year, but this year they're actually hitting it and wanting to go past those. So I'm excited. And the girls' side, we're back to being competitive where we haven't been in the last few years. So the girls, as you can definitely tell, there's a lot of good vibes going around right now.
All right. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, part of our coaches show. Thanks, as always, for the time here. And good luck to you and have a fun trip up there.
Thank you.
All right.